Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive today all about open source home automation with Home Assistant. This deep dive is powered by SafeServer. They're your partner in digital transformation and can help you with secure hosting or give you expert advice. You can visit www.safeserver.dd to learn more. But now back to Home Assistant. Imagine a home that's not just like quote-unquote smart, but truly intelligent. A home that anticipates your needs and adapts to your lifestyle. That's what Home Assistant promises, and today we're going to dig into what makes it so unique. And to do that, we've got some great source material. The official Home Assistant website and also their GitHub repository gives us a really nice, well-rounded view.
Okay, so one thing that really jumped out at me on the Home Assistant website is this whole idea of, like, quote-unquote, awakening your home, which is, it's a pretty evocative image, right? But what does that actually mean, like, in practice?
Well, it's about going beyond just having, you know, individual smart devices.
Yeah.
Which often operate in isolation. Home Assistant brings everything together into like a unified ecosystem where your lights, your thermostat, your security system, even your coffee maker can work together in harmony.
Ah, so it's not just about controlling devices remotely. It's about creating this truly like integrated system where your home becomes more than the sum of its parts.
Exactly. And because it's open source, developed by this global community of enthusiasts, it's constantly evolving and incredibly adaptable. There's a real sense of ownership and collaboration, which I think is really cool.
For sure, for sure. And the website mentions the Home Assistant works with over 1,000 different brands, which is mind-boggling to me. So we're talking everything from like Philips Hue lights, Nest thermostats, to even like much more obscure devices, right?
You got it. It's one of the things that makes Home Assistant so powerful. Think of it as like a universal translator for your smart home. You know, it can speak all these different quote-unquote languages of all these devices, allowing them to communicate and work together seamlessly, regardless of the manufacturer.
So it's breaking down those walled gardens that we see a lot in the smart home world, where you're kind of locked into a specific ecosystem.
Precisely. It gives you the freedom to choose the best devices for your needs without being limited by, you know, compatibility issues.
I like that. And all this interconnectivity, you know, unlocks some pretty amazing possibilities for automation. The website highlights some examples like turning on the lights at sunset or getting alerts if the garage door is left open.
Right. And that's really just scratching the surface. With Home Assistant, you can create these incredibly sophisticated automations to make your home safer, more efficient, and truly personalized. Imagine your home automatically adjusting the thermostat based on your schedule and the weather, or even detecting a water leak and shutting off the main valve to prevent damage.
Wow. Okay. So you're not just reacting to events. Mm-hmm. You're proactively anticipating needs and creating a home that adapts to you.
That's the beauty of it. And you know what? It's surprisingly user-friendly. They have this visual dashboard interface where you can just drag and drop to create these automations. You don't need to be a coding expert to get started.
Well, that's great to hear. I'll admit I was a little intimidated by the technical aspects.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they've made it accessible to a wider audience.
Absolutely. And the more comfortable you get, the more you can delve into the advanced features. They have this powerful automation engine that allows for, you know, incredibly granular control. It's really up to you how deep you want to go.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so we've talked about this idea of awakening your home. And we've touched on the power of integrations and automation. But what about the control aspect? One of the things that really drew me to Home Assistant was its focus on local control and privacy.
Right.
So I'm curious, how does Home Assistant handle your data differently from some of the other smart home platforms out there?
Well, that's a great question. And it's a key differentiator for Home Assistant. With Home Assistant, your smart home data stays local, on your own network. You don't need to rely on a cloud service, unless you specifically choose to.
So you're not sending all your data to some company's servers, where who knows what happens to it.
Exactly. You have complete control over your data, and you can decide how and when it's shared.
I like that. And this emphasis on local control also extends to the user interface, right?
Yeah, they have this feature called Home Assistant Cast, which allows you to control your home from any TV screen, so you're not limited to just your phone or computer.
So you could be watching TV and adjust the lights or check the security cameras right from your couch.
Precisely. It's all about convenience and flexibility.
That's cool. Okay, so I'm starting to get a sense of what makes Home Assistant so special. But I'm curious to dive a little deeper into the technical side of things. You know, the GitHub repository gives us some insights into the architecture and the inner workings of the platform. What can you tell us about that?
Well, one thing that's really interesting is that Home Assistant is built on this concept of a central hub that manages all the different devices and automations in your home. It acts as the brain of your smart home ecosystem.
Ah, so it's like the conductor of an orchestra.
Exactly. It receives input from all the different instruments, or in this case, devices, and then coordinates their actions to create a harmonious symphony.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
And the source material mentions something called add-ons. What are those and how do they fit into this whole picture?
So add-ons are basically like apps for your home assistant system. They let you extend its capabilities in all sorts of ways.
Ah, so you could add functionality for things that aren't natively supported, like specific devices or services.
Exactly. They have add-ons for things like ad blockers, advanced automation engines, even turning your home assistant into a Spotify Connect target.
Wow, the possibilities seem endless.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things about Home Assistant. It's incredibly flexible and customizable. You can really make it your own.
That's awesome. Now, one thing that really caught my eye in the source material was the mention of the Home Assistant Voice Assistant. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So the Home Assistant Voice Assistant is an open source voice control system that's specifically designed to work with Home Assistant.
Ah, so you don't need to rely on like Google or Amazon for voice commands.
That's right. Everything happens locally.
Yeah.
On your own hardware.
Yeah.
Which has huge implications for privacy and security.
For sure. For sure. So it sounds like Home Assistant is not just a piece of software. It's a whole philosophy, a way of thinking about smart homes that puts the user in control.
Absolutely. It's about empowerment. It's about giving people the tools they need to create a smart home that truly reflects their values and their lifestyle.
I love that. And I had to say, I'm really impressed with the level of innovation and community involvement that I'm seeing here.
Yeah, the Home Assistant community is incredible. They're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And they're incredibly welcoming and helpful. If you're ever stuck or have a question, there's always someone willing to lend a hand.
That's fantastic. Well, we've covered a lot of ground so far, but there's still so much more to explore. In the next part of our deep dive, we're going to delve into some of the more advanced features of Home Assistant, like NFC tags, advanced security features, and even predictive automation.
I'm excited to get into it.
Me too, so stay tuned. Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for me. One of the coolest things I've come across in the source material is this idea of using NFC tags with Home Assistant. I've heard of NFC for like contactless payments and stuff, but how does it work in a smart home context?
Well, think of an NFC tag as like a tiny programmable button. It's a small chip, about the size of a dime. You can stick it pretty much anywhere and you can program it with a specific action. And then when you tap the tag with your phone or another NFC enabled device, it triggers that action in Home Assistant.
Oh, so instead of like opening an app and fiddling with settings, I could just tap a tag by my front door to turn on the lights and disarm the security system.
Exactly. Or imagine a tag on your bedside table. That activates a goodnight routine. Dimming the lights, locking the doors, maybe even starting a relaxing playlist. It's like magic. But it's really just clever technology.
Yeah. And this ties into Home Assistant's commitment to local control and privacy, right?
Absolutely. The data associated with your NFC tags and automations stays within your home network. You're not relying on a cloud service or sending sensitive information to some third-party server.
That's a good point. It brings up the question of security, though. If these tags can trigger actions in my home, how does Home Assistant ensure that someone can't just like walk up and mess with things?
That's a good question. Home Assistant has several layers of security. First, the NFC tags themselves don't actually store any personal data. They're just triggers sending a signal. The real smarts happen within Home Assistant, where you can set up user accounts permissions, even geofencing. So actions only happen when authorized devices are nearby.
So it's like having a smart lock.
Yeah.
On my entire smart home setup?
That's a great analogy. And with the ability to add more security features, like two-factor authentication. You can have peace of mind knowing your system is well protected.
I like that. You know, digging deeper into the GitHub repository, it's clear that Home Assistant is much more than just software. It's like a whole platform with a really thriving community.
Yeah, it is.
What I found fascinating here is this whole concept of add-ons. They're like apps for your Home Assistant system, right?
Right. Think of them as like extending the capabilities of Home Assistant.
Okay. So the source material mentions things like ad blockers, advanced automation engines, even turning Home Assistant into a Spotify Connect target. It seems like the possibilities are kind of endless.
They really are. That's what's so exciting about it. You can find add-ons for just about anything. And if you can't find what you need, you can even create your own. It's this incredible combination of flexibility and community-driven development that sets Home Assistant apart.
It's pretty cool. And speaking of the community, the source material also emphasizes the importance of the Home Assistant voice assistant.
Mm.
It seems like they're really trying to offer an alternative to the big tech companies in this space.
Yeah. I think if we connect this back to the bigger picture, Home Assistant is really all about giving users control over their data and their smart home experience. And with the Home Assistant voice assistant, you're not relying on Google or Amazon to process your voice commands. Everything happens locally on your own hardware, which has huge implications for privacy.
Yeah, that's huge. It's fascinating how this project has evolved from this, you know, simple home automation tool to a platform that's challenging the status quo of the whole smart home industry.
It is. It really speaks to the power of open source and the ingenuity of the community. They're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible, and it's incredibly inspiring to see.
I agree. All this talk about add-ons and voice assistants gets me thinking, what are some of the latest trends in the home assistant world? What are people most excited about right now?
Well, one area that's getting a lot of attention is energy management. As energy costs continue to rise, people are looking for ways to make their homes more efficient. And Home Assistant is stepping up to the plate with some truly innovative features in this area.
Okay. Color me intrigued. What kind of energy management capabilities are we talking about?
So imagine your home automatically adjusting the thermostat based on real-time energy prices, taking advantage of cheaper rates during off-peak hours, or if you have solar panels. Home Assistant can prioritize using your own self-generated energy to power your home. It can even learn your usage patterns and make intelligent recommendations to help you reduce your overall consumption.
Wow, so it's not just about automating individual devices. It's about orchestrating the entire home to optimize energy use.
Exactly. It's like having an energy-conscious AI assistant managing your home's energy budget. And the best part is you're in control. You can set your own priorities and preferences, ensuring that your energy-saving efforts align with your lifestyle and comfort levels.
This is really resonating with me. You know, we all want to save money and reduce our environmental impact, but it can be tough to know where to start. It sounds like Home Assistant is making it easier to make a real difference.
It is. And this ties back to the core philosophy of Home Assistant, empowering individuals to take control of their technology. You're not relying on some big corporation to dictate how your smart home operates. You have the tools and the community support to create a system that's perfectly tailored to your needs and values.
It's inspiring to see how a project like this is not just about making our lives more convenient, but also about addressing these bigger societal challenges.
It is. It's a powerful example of how technology can be a force for good, enabling us to create a more sustainable and resilient future. And with the pace of innovation in the Home Assistant community, I can only imagine what exciting developments lie ahead.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of exciting developments, I read somewhere that Home Assistant is exploring the concept of predictive automation, which sounds, I don't know, almost futuristic. What's the story there? Predictive automation? I mean, it sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It kind of is. Imagine a smart home that doesn't just react to your commands, but actually anticipates your needs based on your habits and preferences.
Okay, so instead of me telling my home to turn on the lights every evening at like 7 p.m., it just learns my routine and does it automatically.
That's the idea. Home Assistant can analyze your past behavior, like when you typically wake up, leave for work, come home, and then use that data to preemptively adjust things like the lights, the thermostat, even start your coffee maker. It's all about creating this truly personalized and seamless experience.
That's wild. It sounds like it would take a lot of like sophisticated technology to pull that off.
It does. It involves some advanced concepts like machine learning and artificial intelligence. But the Home Assistant team is working hard to make this accessible to everyday users. They're exploring ways to simplify the setup process and create intuitive interfaces that allow you to customize and fine-tune these predictive automations.
It's really exciting to think about the possibilities. What other areas are they focusing on for the future?
Well, one thing that's really interesting is their focus on making Home Assistant even easier to use. They're constantly refining the user interface, making it more intuitive and visually appealing. They're also working on simplifying the installation process, so even someone with limited technical experience can get up and running quickly.
Yeah, that's great. I know some people are intimidated by the idea of setting up a smart home system, so anything that lowers the barrier to entry is a win.
I agree. And we can't forget the amazing Home Assistant community. They're constantly creating new add-ons, sharing tips and tricks, helping each other out. It's this collaborative spirit that makes Home Assistant so special.
Absolutely. You know, at the beginning of this deep dive, I was a little hesitant. I thought Home Assistant might be too technical for me. But honestly, I'm feeling pretty empowered now.
That's the beauty of it. Home Assistant offers this gradual learning curve. You can start with the basics and then delve deeper into the advanced features as you become more comfortable. And with the community there to support you, there's really no limit to what you can achieve.
That's awesome. So for someone listening who's intrigued by Home Assistant, but maybe a little unsure where to start, what would be your advice?
I'd say just jump in, head over to the Home Assistant website, check out the documentation, and don't be afraid to experiment. Start with a small project, like maybe integrating a few lights or setting up a simple automation. You'll be amazed at how quickly you can start creating a truly personalized and intelligent home.
And remember, the Home Assistant community is incredibly welcoming and helpful. There are forums, chat groups, even local meetups where you can connect with other enthusiasts, get advice, and share your experiences.
It's a fantastic resource, and the great thing is Home Assistant is constantly evolving. There's always something new to learn, new features to explore, new ways to make your home smarter and more responsive to your needs.
Totally. Well, I think it's safe to say that we've both learned a lot from this deep dive. Home Assistant is an incredibly powerful and versatile platform. It really puts you in control of your smart home experience.
Absolutely. It's a shining example of how open source technology can empower individuals and communities to create a more connected, convenient, and sustainable future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And before we forget, a big thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. They're your trusted partner for secure hosting expert advice and all your digital transformation needs. Be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.day.
And to all our listeners, we encourage you to explore the world of Home Assistant. You might be surprised at what you discover. And who knows, you might even become a part of this amazing community.
That's right. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. I